So with me today, Ron Stiver, the head of the BMV, Larry Rollins on behalf of the State Police, Doug Gossard with the Sheriff's Association, Grant Monahan with the Retail Council, Joe Lackey, on behalf of your friendly neighborhood grocer and convenience store operator, Brad Klopfenstein, Brad right here, Beverage Association, as well as Tom Weiss, who's been a leader on Homeland Security issues, as I think you know, and Eric Dietz, the head of Homeland Security. Everybody ready? Today we announce a step forward toward better security in Indiana, security of identity, and security against the against underage drinking or smoking, and also simultaneously security against those who might attempt to identify themselves for purposes hostile to our nation as someone other than they are. At the same time, we announce a step forward in the long trek toward a world-class Bureau of Motor Vehicles, one more improvement among many that have been led recently by Ron Stiver, its director. The new identity cards, which will begin being issued, identity cards and driver's license, licenses this Friday in Fort Wayne, and will be available in every branch within the next several weeks, have many advantages. They have protections, digital and otherwise, against counterfeiting. They have one feature that I think's simple but very, very useful, and that is that those licenses under 21 and under 18 will be in a vertical format as opposed to horizontal to make it very easy for those who are checking for underage drinking or smoking to enforce the law without making innocent mistakes. So we're very pleased about all this, and as a final advantage, we're going to save $2 or $3 million over the course of this contract. So these improvements, in my judgment, in the protection of identity, the law enforcement advantages, the homeland security advantages, would have justified additional spending if it had called for it, but instead we will be effecting a savings for Indiana taxpayers too, and that's a nice bonus.
How do the savings come about?
Shrewd contracting on the part of BMV, and I'm happy to say that the company that secured this business has a significant presence in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Manufacturing the cards, and there'll be a demonstration after we're done answering questions at the back, if you like, about some of the technical aspects that make it much harder to counterfeit this new license.
Is the new license Real ID compliant?
Yes, it is. This is all quite related to the new federal requirements. We believe Indiana is probably further in front in getting ready for the era of Real ID, in part because of this innovation, as any state we know of. Sure.
I was on the Real ID too. Mike, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security are currently going through the rulemaking process for that, so it definitely takes us steps in the right direction. Until those final rules are published, we won't know for certain if it gets us all the way there.
In your normal rotation.
Whose idea was the vertical? Is that part of Real ID, or is that?
No, I asked that question. I'm told that it's the practice in maybe in other states, maybe half the states. To me, it's just a great idea. As simple as it is, we hadn't thought of it in Indiana before. But anyone who's seen employees of restaurants or grocery, convenience stores, trying to ascertain for certain that someone is of age, trying to find the small print, can recognize, I think, the advantages of this very straightforward system.
How difficult will it be for somebody who does sell underage to make the excuse now that they don't know?
It'll be a lot tougher than it has been. And maybe you can ask some of those who represent those folks, but I don't doubt that many of the mistakes, snake and sales that have happened have been inadvertent or innocent, and this should really reduce dramatically the chances of that happening.
Will this help in ID theft? I mean, does this help prevent that? And if so, how?
Absolutely. I mean, you will remember that not very long ago, Indiana driver's licenses were a late-night talk show joke for their ease of their, first of their fault, their fraudulent issuance, and also their duplication. And this will make particularly a duplication dramatically different. Counterfeiting, I think, dramatically more difficult. And that, along with the combating the growing problem of identity theft, is one of the drivers behind the change.
They will, and it's important to know the law enforcement's been involved from the very beginning in developing the actual license itself. And I think when you see the demo in the back, we'll show you what the black light can show you. So some additional tools, yes. And when you get into the ID mark itself, more sophisticated tools. But the benefits just that you see here, too, will be substantial without that technology.
So if I'm a store owner, do I need to think about now how do I get a hold of some of the black light or something?
Sure. It depends on how thorough they want to be. I mean, a magnifying glass and a black light can get you a lot of these features with a very little investment.
So it's not a requirement to buy a black light reader or anything else? But, correct.
So if you're a minor, will it work that kind of on your 21st birthday, that's when your license will expire?
No, not necessarily. Just as with the color backgrounds in the past, they haven't expired on your 21st birthday unless that is the expiration date. Someone can renew their license within 6 months of that expiration date.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Ron, but another change here is a much bigger, easier to read, color-coded date here, right?
Absolutely.
Indicating when the person turns 18, when the person turns 21.
Some people still will be able to buy alcohol and liquor with the vertical ones if they just haven't expired yet.
And they're over 21, correct.
Is there a rough time frame of when the existing licenses must be phased out, just depending on who folks out there?
Yeah, I'd say it's over the six-year time frame. Currently, Indiana has a six-year validity period for the licenses. So over that time frame, as they come in, the old ones will be phased out. Get closer to the mic.
You do have to get a new license when you turn 21 by law.
Oh, is that right?
He's just the director.
Yeah,
got a lot to keep track of.
So, in the past, you know, we had our last go around. It was touted as being able to help with counterfeiting, and we still had people out there able to circumvent the system. I mean, ultimately, it seems like somewhat of a never-ending and somewhat impossible battle to completely eliminate, driver license.
100% is always a tough objective to chase, and you'll always have to make certain there's no collusion going on. Between employees and people outside, but this will simply make it much, much tougher, and it will eliminate counterfeiting as one route to fraud.
Can you explain the phase rollout of this? What are you looking for in those first counties that might be corrected?
Well, it'll mainly just be the technology. There are new cameras, which will add benefit. Typically, the process today takes over a couple of minutes to capture that photo, process the card. With the new technology, should be 45 seconds. We've been through testing. This did not start just recently. It's been a lengthy process. So with the new cameras, the new technology, we just want to make sure that those are fully operational, working well, to work out any kinks before we expand beyond that.
All right. Well, I invite you to enjoy the black light show at the back if you want to see this a little closer up.